Did you watch Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert the other day? The big deal was, of course, that Colbert is back in front of a live audience in the Ed Sullivan Theater. Big write-up about that in the Tribune before they knew what it was going to be like when Stewart comes on, a logical first guest for Colbert. They were buddies. One worked for the other, and now Colbert's got his show. Stewart's been kind of on the bench, and so now he comes off the bench to say some stuff. He was talking about the science and what happened at that lab in Wuhan. And Jon Stewart said that the virus was created by science.
I honestly mean this. I think we owe a great debt of gratitude to science. Science has, in many ways, helped ease the suffering of this pandemic, which was more than likely caused by science.
And then everybody laughed and sort of went, "Woo." Okay, one more soundbite before we put our guest on. This is Jon Stewart saying, doesn't it seem a little coincidental?
There's a chance that this was created in a lab. There's an investigation.
A chance?
Well, if there's evidence, I'd love to hear it.
There's a novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan novel respiratory coronavirus lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. That's just a little too weird. So wait a minute. You work at the Wuhan respiratory coronavirus lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle.
Dr. Carla Satchel is a professor of microbiology and immunology at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. You heard her briefly on with Steve Bertrand yesterday on Chicago's Afternoon News on a different topic relative to coronavirus. But we wanted somebody with a scientific background to break down the things that Stewart said. Were they smart or not? Doctor, welcome back to WGN. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back today.
So just about that point, wow, what a coincidence that the virus is named after the lab. That does seem suspicious, Doctor.
So in some ways, it does seem very suspicious. And there is some correctness to it. If you wanted to know about coronaviruses, one of the places you would call would be the Wuhan coronavirus lab. One of the things that lab does is takes advantage of the fact that, you know, China is a location where there is, you know, coronaviruses in the environment there. They have bat populations and animal populations where coronaviruses normally would transmit. And so if you're going to study something, it's often smart that the scientists that are going to study it are in close proximity to where these things naturally occur. You know, one of the things I would say is that here in Chicago, right, we have world-class HIV research centers here. Because if you look back to the 1980s, the cities, and including Chicago, were places where HIV was centralized. We had access to a lot of patients to study to help begin to address and develop new treatments against HIV. So these centers do congregate around. The Wuhan, it was started as a result of the SARS pandemic that was centralized in China. And to study coronaviruses, learn more about them, to investigate where SARS had come from, and to help understand it in the future. So it's not surprising that such an institute would be in Wuhan. Wuhan, by the way, is a city the size of New York City. So it's a major hub of China. So I don't think that alone is as big of a red flag,
right.
You know, it is something to be investigated.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad we asked you about that, because there was, producer Aleph, no end of the comedy that Jon Stewart was able to mine from that point.
Let me see your business card. Show me your business card. Oh, I work at the coronavirus lab in Wuhan. Oh, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey and...
So he's really scoring funny points about all of this, but in the process casting doubt on either the science or maybe shining a light, a favorable light, on the conspiracy theories, right?
I think so, and I think it is dangerous to make comedy about things that are very controversial, that have real global consequences, right? This this could lead to very, you know, big changes in international politics. So I don't think it's something that we should be making fun of. I personally think that there's two questions involved here. Did this virus come from a genetically engineered intentional thing, or did it come from a laboratory accident, or did it something happen naturally somewhere far away from Wuhan, and then someone who traveled into the city just brought it with them?
Well, Stuart cast doubt on some of those questions himself. Let's pause. We'll pick it up here in a minute and answer the questions you just posed, Doctor. I've got more clips from that comedy with Jon Stewart. And by the way, Jon Stewart back in the day, and I don't know that this is any different now, it just seems like he's off on a wrong tangent, but I always thought he very humorously did make very intelligent points. He gave you news, and it was funny, but there was always a modicum, there was a boatload of sense behind what he was saying. And that's what's troubling about this. He could be funny about anything. He could have been funny the other way, but he's making a point here. He's saying, no, I think the Chinese created that virus intentionally in that lab and let your suspicions run wild with it. I don't see the purpose of that. His old news, the old Jon Stewart would make that point, but he would steer you in a thoughtful or in a correct direction. That is my analysis of it. Maybe you're into the conspiracy, and if you are, I think you've got your voice there in Jon Stewart, and that's the weird thing about this. Okay, so Doctor, answer your questions after this. Funny, kind of weird conversation Colbert hosted with Jon Stewart the other night on TV. We reached out to Dr. Carla Satchel, a professor of microbiology and immunology at Northwestern, the university's Feinberg School of Medicine, not to analyze the comedy, but the truth was Jon Stewart onto something. And you said that it was maybe a disservice in the name of humor to the science, which is important, Doctor. So you also said there's three basic questions here, or two of them anyway. And among them is, was it created in a lab? That's the question you asked a minute ago. What's your answer to that, Doctor?
So I think that there's evidence that you can look at in terms of the genome. And we understand a lot about how sort of genomes evolve. And one of the amazing scientific things that has come out of this pandemic is we've learned so much more about how viruses evolve when we've monitored what's happened from January through till now even. But if we look backwards, we can see all the signatures of this virus in bat SARS and pangolin viruses. And we now know even, you know, monitoring of SARS-CoV-2 that recombination of these viruses is quite common. And all of these signatures were there. So there is very strong evidence that this virus, as it occurred, likely arose in nature, and there's nothing to suggest that it was engineered in a lab. So I think that there's lots of evidence to suggest that there are changes in this virus that occurred naturally that would not have been something that humans would sat around and thought about. So I do not believe in the genetic engineering theory.
But if I may, but it would make sense. I mean, I've heard other people say it would make sense that at that coronavirus lab in Wuhan that they had engineered a COVID-19 to study it and to figure out how to create a vaccine for it. Isn't that what you do in a laboratory?
I don't think they would have created it to do it. I think more likely is that they are a lab that goes around in China and really other places in the world and collects naturally occurring viruses. They collect bats and identify viruses in them.
I see.
They collect wild animals and identify the viruses in them to understand more about coronaviruses, understand how to feed them.
Let's assume that that's what happened then, that they collected it, but they did have the COVID-19 virus in that lab. Is there any evidence in your mind to suggest that they intentionally leaked it? Is that how it got out? Do you think that it leaked from the lab, and do you think it was intentional?
I do not think it was intentional. I have great faith that scientists, right, often are studying things, but lab accidents do happen. When you're working with infectious agents, there are instances where the people working with them actually do get infected with the things that they're doing. They are a lab that studies it. But was it intentional? I don't think so. I don't think that China would have let it out into its own community.
Well, that's a
in
good
a
point.
Dense city,
but it doesn't
right?
even
because
matter.
It's
that's
not like they released it into a foreign country. They released it into their own community and caught which led to a dramatic outbreak.
And that's sort of a moot point. That's sort of a moot point anyway, isn't it? Because if it occurred in nature, right, it was already out there. Leaking it is redundant. That's where we got it from, out there. But there is that suspicion that three of the workers, you know the Wall Street Journal story, three of the workers in the lab contracted COVID-19. So that suggests that, go ahead, finish that.
Again, the workers live in crowded environments. They live in crowded spaces. Those workers, it was circulating in the community at the time, and there's no reason to know that they, one of them did get it in the community and they gave it to each other. The reality is we don't know. I do think that it's something to investigate, mm-hmm. but to say that that's a smoking gun, I don't think is fair, because I think it's equally as likely, if not more likely, that it came from a natural environment, got introduced in the city, and may have been circulating more than is recognized for a period of time. We now know, even here in the United States, that we had COVID-19 cases certainly in early January, very likely at Christmas and even into December, but they were just bad flu cases that weren't being recognized.
That they were diagnosed as such. Okay, but I just want to bring up one other point about it occurring in nature. This is, again, John Stewart with Stephen Colbert.
It could be possible that they have the lab in Wuhan to study the novel coronavirus diseases, because in Wuhan, there are a lot of novel coronavirus diseases because of the bat population there.
I understand.
It's like the saying,
it's
like,
a local specialty, and it's the only place to find bats. You won't find bats anywhere
else. Saying,
oh, wait, Austin, Texas has thousands of them that fly out of a cave every night. Every night at dusk. Is there a coronavirus in Austin coronavirus? No, it doesn't seem to be an Austin coronavirus.
So if it's, you know, unique to or prevalent in bats, why don't we have Wuhan-like labs all around the world? Why don't they have one of those in Austin, Texas, doctor?
So we do get diseases from animals actually quite frequently. A really amazing study that came out just a few weeks ago, they were looking at just, you know, retroactive samples at a study in a rural area of China, just looking to see sort of what was causing flu-like symptoms in a specific area. And they were shocked to discover that they had had an outbreak of canine coronavirus 2 years ago in looking at these retroactive samples. It was a small outbreak. It was called, you know, an outbreak of respiratory illness. They were really looking to see if it was the flu or RSV, and then it turned out to be canine coronavirus. So this may be happening much more regularly. It's just that when a disease gets into the wrong host, it tends not to carry forward. But if you get just a few mutations, and in this canine case, it only needed two amino acids to change, and it actually transmitted quite well among humans. It was a rural area, it was contained, and therefore it simply never spread. So
No, that's okay. I know you've got a lot to say, and I know you're passionate about this. So just put a button on this, doctor. So about then the Stewart-Colbert conversation, what's the takeaway message from you?
I think the takeaway message is that, you know, spreading conspiracy theories that this is caused by scientists in an engineering and intellectual way is not consistent with the science that I've seen. I do think there could be investigation of whether there was a laboratory accident that occurred. I do not think that that was likely to be intentional and or it was naturally occurring. But we shouldn't be making humor about something that caused, you know, hundreds of millions of cases and millions of deaths.
25,000
I just don't think it's funny.
Yeah, and the two of them always are. And sometimes together, they're just golden. But that was a bizarre moment. Dr. Carla Satchel, well, this is her work, Microbiology and Immunology at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. I'm so glad you're doctor. Thank you for your time today.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. It's 10:28. Back to the lab she goes.